pass from behind. Goaltender Dostal is back on, and this game is over as LA gets to the puck. There will be more meetings between these two teams, but tonight, the LA Kings 4 and the Anaheim Ducks 1.
Well, maybe that's the positive takeaway, right? There's going to be more meetings between these two teams for the Anaheim Ducks to look forward to, and I think that really says it all, Steve. I think that's really what you look forward to. And no, right, for so much of this game, it was close. And you just got to find ways within those moments where this game is tied and winnable, where you just, how do you get over the hump? How do you put your team on top? So that's, I know what they're going to be working on here in the next few practices.
Now what's ahead? The San Jose Sharks, another Pacific Division rival, who have a young, talented team like we do, and the Kings. So any final thoughts before you get set for all your post-game coverage with Alexis Downey?
No, I just said it. You felt the energy for this freeway face-off here at Honda Center. I mentioned the earlier puck drop. We're always good here on these earlier Sunday starts. And, yeah, I just look forward to when the Anaheim Ducks have another opportunity to take these Kings down.
Yep. I agree. Well, congratulations on the effort tonight up here in the booth, and we'll look forward to listening to you on the way home.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah.
You're welcome. All right. Here's the extra money here for that. Okay. 4-1, the Kings defeat the Anaheim Ducks. I would pay to listen to you and Alexis. That's what I mean by that. And all ahead on Ducks Radio. So I want to thank all the folks involved with the broadcast tonight. And hey, it's another tough one, as Emerson just said. And they'll be talking about the upcoming matchup as well in the postgame with the San Jose Sharks. We've seen a ton of them already, three times in preseason, one game in the regular season already. And we'll see them again. And talk about young talent like we have, and the team like Los Angeles, as you can put San Jose right in that group. So we want to let you know before we take a break and head you to the post-game show. Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey, so make it count. For Emerson and the entire crew up here, I'm Steve Carroll again. Kings defeat the Ducks by a 4-1 final. Stay tuned. Post-game wrap ahead. You're listening to DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
No. Oh, my. Wait. Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League, and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop-at-nothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Welcome into the postgame show here on DuckStream. The Anaheim Ducks hosting the first freeway faceoff of the season and falling to the Los Angeles Kings tonight here at Honda Center, 4-1, the final. Alexis Downey alongside Emerson Edom here to talk about what we saw in this game tonight. Emerson, it was a little bit of a slow start. Things started to roll along as, you know, the second period came and went, and then the third period was when we saw all the goals.
Yeah, and you just hoped within those moments that this game was nothing-nothing, and it was quite some time that these two teams were all tied up. You knew Anaheim had better within that those tying moments, and you hoped that they would put whatever so-so play behind them and pop that first one and go from there. But they just couldn't get over the hump. They couldn't find that energy. I just felt this Kings team was winning a lot more 50-50 puck battles. They were getting their clears. There was a lot of 50-50 puck battles, I felt, at the inside of the Ducks offensive zone that the Kings were just getting the better of and pushing that thing to the neutral zone. So the Los Angeles Kings made it really tough on the Ducks for a lot of different reasons, and they were the better team, of course, for the full 60 minutes of play.
And the Ducks really didn't help themselves in some cases in this one, too, with some of the turnovers that we saw. But let's get into the highlights from this one. No highlights from the first period. Like I mentioned, a little bit of a slower start. The Ducks, though, out shooting the Kings there in that one, 6-5. Then we moved into the second period, and it was probably the Ducks' first great chance at a goal around the 7-minute mark of this period when Ryan Strome had a shot, Frank Vatrano just missing the net.
Here is Kopitar, spun around, Anaheim gets to it, spends some time at the other end, guys. Zellweger will flip it high into the air, wide stick side of Rittich. Anaheim sends the first guy in, Terry, drop past Strome, a shot, club save, rebound, oh! And they fired it just wide, but Toronto just missed.
How did that one stay out? And great opportunity thrown on net for Ryan Strome. He goes far side, pass off Patton. Oh, an unbelievable missed chance for Frank Vatrano.
Frank Vatrano had a couple good net front chances in this game, the second one later in the third period. But, I mean, the fact that it took that long for the Ducks to get to that point, not a good sign there.
No, and for just those opportunities to not come into fruition, right? You can't win hockey games if those things aren't being slammed to the back of the net. We saw it earlier in the season. I think it was in San Jose, which, of course, the Ducks actually did win that one. But Cutter Gauthier, again, a great one that was, and he was actually hooked on that one in tight with his hands. But look, these are just opportunities that somehow, whether it's off the shin guard or the pant leg, you just hope would connect and trickle in. But until those goals start going in, those gimmies, right, it's going to be tough for the Ducks.
No goals in the second period from either side. And like I mentioned, it was the third period when we started to see things moving along on that end. And it was Adrian Kempe getting the first one for the Los Angeles Kings on a breakaway that started with a deep play in the Kings zone.
Here's a puck shot in from center by Troy Terry. Ryan Strome in on the forecheck with Vatrano, but the Kings break that. Here's a play for Kempe coming in. A shot, he scores! Adrian Kempe, stick handles, one deke. Fired it by Dostaz. That play originated from deep in the King zone. And it's 1-0 for Los Angeles.
And what hurt so much in that goal in particular, it came quick in the third period, and it kind of set the tone for the Kings then.
Yeah, and I mean, what a lovely touch there, right between the five hole. And there's been times where Luke Hosh, I mean, and he makes so many saves, mm-hmm. right, before this even transpired. And he's been so, even though he didn't snag the win in overtime last game in Colorado, he's been playing out of his mind. Mm-hmm. And he continues to just get it done. But, I mean, you know, Kempe just slides that one five hole. It's you don't get much prettier finishes than that in such a tense situation. It's all tied up, and he's the guy. He was the guy to put his team ahead. So, what a play within that moment.
Tough for Lukasz Dostal in the net there, although he did save 33 pucks on 37 total shots tonight by the Kings. And we're going to get to highlight him next because he did still come up so big in a lot of moments in this game, in particular on a breakaway from Kevin Fiala as well.
Anaheim breaks out. Need a goal here to get even. There comes the Anaheim attack, but it didn't waste too much time because Fiala comes in, he shoots, and the save by Dostal. Oh my goodness, one of his better ones, not only tonight, but in the season on a clear-cut breakaway by Los Angeles.
However, the Kings would keep things rolling off a turnover, unfortunate play by Jackson Lacombe, giving their lead now 2-0.
Anaheim breaks out, 11:06 to go in the third period. 1-0 lead for them. Uh-oh, turnover, and they score. A very bad turnover there in front of Dostal, and you really can't blame him. The Kings score a huge goal in a game where there's not going to be a whole lot of goals. The youngster LaFerriere put it by Dostal, and you feel bad for him. Ducks gave it to L.A. in front of the net, and it's 2-0 for the Kings.
That was tough to watch there. I mean, Jackson Combs, first game of the season, and to make that kind of mistake, I felt for him there.
Well, you know, he was anticipating his first regular season start here, and although went very well in the first period, much of the second, it's so hard to overcome those, but kudos to him. I thought he played his best hockey after that, right? Mm-hmm. The coaching staff, and I mentioned this live on broadcast, where they kept giving him opportunities, oftentimes even double shifting him, and just, hey, everything's good. This is your first game back. Things happen. So that's a true testament to the coaching staff and how they view players, their emotions, mm-hmm. that they, you know, give him an opportunity to bounce back after that tough one.
I think a really smart thing to do for his confidence going forward too after tonight. The Ducks, though, they were able to find a way to get on the board tonight, and it was Ryan Strome at the net front. Troy Terry had the shot, 18-15 into the third period.
Well, the Ducks pull the goaltender Dostal. I'm guessing they might try and do that maybe in the next few seconds. Ryan Strome shoots it in. Dostal's playing it halfway. Cronin has the stop sign, like get back in the goal. Now he's coming out of shot. They score! The Ducks down at the other end. While we're watching that, Ryan Strome put the puck by Riddick. And Anaheim is back in the game, scoring their first of the contest, closing the Kings' lead to 1-0, and there's still 1:44 to play in this third period.
And it was another one of those situations, just like Friday, where the big goal comes late in the game again, but we just can't have that happening. You got to get it sooner.
Got to get it done earlier. and you know what? Ryan Strome has been one of the better players mm-hmm. on this Ducks, at least for forwards concerned. I mentioned Leo Carlson. Of course, Troy Terry has been playing some very solid hockey. Frank Vetrano, we know that he's got more, of course, goals in him, and mm-hmm. Hopefully he starts really popping them in frequently. And this Ducks team needs it, right?
Yeah.
Ryan Strome, I mean, he's being relied upon as even more of a goal scorer than a playmaker, and he's got to do both, of course. I mean, he's we brought him over to Anaheim to do both, but he's a playmaker and a passer maybe first, but you need Troy Terry. Even taking that's a tall ask to have him scoring even more than he has, but he needs to score more. Frank Vetrano, we all know that 37-goal pace and what he registered last season, you know, we'd like to see him get 40, 45, as greedy as that sounds. I mean, this Duck team relies on it. So everyone, whether it's Cutter Gauthier, I mean, a lot more guys have a lot more to give, and you just hope it starts next game, because San Jose, you know, they're coming in here. They're going to be playing desperate hockey. They're looking for maybe a better start to this regular season. So, look, it's not going to come easier against San Jose on Tuesday.
And that third line in particular between the three of them, I mean, that ceiling could be so high for them this year that we're hoping to see that point production come soon. And the game then continued on as the Kings would get two empty netters to close it out, one from Kevin Fiala and the other from Mikey Anderson. The final 4-1. We're going to keep talking about it here on the post-game show. If you want to send us your thoughts on the game, feel free to text us right now at 714-940-2950, and we'll be right back.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit PPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. Com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit anaheimducks.com/50-50raffle for more information. That's anaheimducks.com/5050raffle.
We're back with the post-game show, and we want to give a quick shout-out to our sponsor, Jack Daniels. The only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey, so make it count. As we were just talking about before the break, the Kings taking game one of the freeway face-off this year, 4-1 here tonight. Final shots on goal for the Ducks, 15. The Kings 37. And I went back and I looked at the last couple games for shots on goal because I feel like that's something we've been talking about a bit on the post-game show. Last game in Colorado, 20 shots on goal. Before that, things were pretty good. 34, 23, 30. But tonight, 15 you end with. And, Emmer, I mean, we came into the game, and I know that head coach Greg Cronin, he said they wanted to be shooting a lot of pucks on net. Didn't matter where it was on the ice, put the pucks on net. And we didn't see that tonight. Instead, we saw not great puck management, not a lot of possession time, not a lot of ozone time in general from the team. And ultimately, that's an area that they really need to look into.
Yeah, combined the past two games, of course, with that OT loss there, it was a little bit more than 60 minutes of play, but just a tad over 120 minutes of play combined between the two games and 86 total shots against, right? Average of 43 against per game. So, look, this is a time in which what can they do? Well, they need to play with the puck more, right?
Yeah.
The more you play with the puck, the more you're not going to give the other teams opportunities to get shots against you. And I tell you what, it just the confidence somehow, some way, whether it's passing drills more or just creating offensive chemistry between each lines, that I don't see a whole lot of set plays. I don't see a whole lot of winning the 50-50 battles to begin with. We can go into the face-off category, and that has got to be tremendously better over the next couple games. And just like Colorado's game, they won more of the face-off. They get first crack at the can when it comes to generating that next opportunity. And look, the more face-offs you lose, it kills your momentum. It kills your puck touches. You start chasing the game more. So nothing good comes when you're trailing in that face-off category.
I'm glad you brought that up because there was a face-off in particular that the Ducks had to win and they didn't. And it was right when they pulled Luke Ostostal in the end. There was that timeout. Rich Kloon sitting there with the team, writing down their play, probably looking to make a set play. The Ducks lose the face-off. The Kings get it. Ends up in the back of the net, an empty net. That face-off for me, that was a big one in this game.
That's a great point. No, I couldn't have said it better myself. That was a big-time face-off. Look, everything that Rich Kloon drew up in that timeout there couldn't come into fruition, and that was a huge momentum killer for sure.
Let's get to some of your thoughts on this game now from our text line. Always thank you for sending us your messages. We appreciate them, and we love to hear from you and your thoughts about the Anaheim Ducks here tonight. And I know that we have some fans that aren't feeling too good about this one tonight. So let's start with this one. When you have the other team outskating the Anaheim Ducks, taking the goalie out in hopes of scoring to tie the game is lunacy. You know the Ducks will lose the puck even with the extra man. Shaking head.
Very optimistic, this this message. I understand it wholeheartedly. Look, not a whole lot of momentum was generated shift in and shift out for this Duck team, so I totally understand that concern. Why even attempt when for the bulk of the almost 60 minutes of play wasn't really in the Ducks' favor? So totally understand the frustration there. Even though it's high risk, high reward, and it definitely did not go in the Ducks' favor with the Los Angeles Kings netting two empty net goals. Kevin Fiala one was a spectacular fashion. But, I totally understand that the momentum continuously wasn't on Anaheim's side, and I get the concern with pulling the netminder within those circumstances.
And I'm in favor of doing that if your team is managing the puck well in a game. And I think that obviously tonight the Ducks weren't getting much of the puck in a lot of this game here. LA really controlling a lot of it. So I can see where the frustration is there too, Emmer, like you were saying. But another text that we have here. Great to see Coach Noel Brown back at Honda Center. Unfortunately, the Ducks' third period needs some work. I could start copying and pasting my messages. Power play and shots on goal have to improve. If the team is going to get in the win column and stay there, let's go Ducks. Like Emerson said, it's only October.
There you go. That's more optimistic
there.
Only October. We have some baseball teams currently that are going at it for the World Series championship, and it's early. That just I'm spewing that out because it just means it's still early. A lot of games left to be played. Heck, these two teams, Kings, Ducks, came in this very close within their own records, and Kings got the better of this team. I think for a lot of this game, it was obviously close, right? Mm-hmm. So how do Ducks, like we saw in the first couple games, have a more relentless effort for the better part of this whole hockey game?
This is kind of reminding me of my conversation with Greg Cronin that we heard in the pregame show. He left the end of that interview with a finance reference, but he turned it into a Ducks reference, saying very nice words about Rich Klune and how in the last game when they called the timeout, you know, he took charge, just like we saw here tonight, same kind of scenario. And he said that with Rich Klune, it's a stock, and it could be a long-term investment in terms of just a reward long-term. So I kind of liked that reference that, you know, he's a new coach, he's a young coach, and the reward is going to come. We just have to be a little patient there, but I know that you can only be so patient. So
the investors are happy on the stock with the optimism, if you will. It's like this NVIDIA stock or one of these big ones. Yeah, Rich Klune, invest now.
He really liked the finance reference, Greg Cronin. So,
I love
I kind of liked it too. So
do I. That's.
Let's see. Another text that we have here. If this team does two things better, I truly think we are undefeated right now. Number one is win faceoffs. 30% isn't going to get it done. Number two is shoot the puck, please. Much love from a lifelong Ducks fan. See you at Honda Center on Tuesday. I heard Ghostface will be there.
You hear that, boys? These fans, they want that. They want, I love that. I love just the, once again, optimism, a lot of close games. And, these are good, positive points. Of course, they need to shoot more. Kind of some penalty trouble at unfortunate times here. Not that it was the end-all, be-all, but look, this Ducks team, and I'm going to add to that, they need to score on the power play, right?
They
need to. You're not going to win many hockey games if you are not having success on the PP. So I hope that statistical category improves as well.
We got another text here just now. What do we think of Dosti's gameplay? He didn't have a lot of help for those two goals, and the shots on goal stats speak for themselves. Dosti has been incredible. I think personally, after watching him at the World Championship, that to me was the turning point in his career. Winning a championship and winning it in your home country, I think gives you a certain kind of new belief in yourself. So coming back this year, I mean, we know he's the same guy that we see on the ice, that we see off the ice. He's very calm. He's a pleasure to be around. And I'm very, very happy for him that he's been, you know, having a good start to this season. Obviously tough that they've had to face so many shots, especially in the last two games. But, you know, I think that being the backup to John Gibson, he's learned a lot. And he's using some of that early in the season.
Oh, 100%. Just looking at his numbers from tonight's game here, 33 saves on 35 total shots against. And look, he's got a .943 save percentage in this game.
Wow.
And he just continues to get it done no matter how his team is playing in front of him, no matter what the shot volume against. He is stopping a lot of the opposing team shots.
That makes me wonder right now what, you know, his total save percentage is. Let's see if it's updated from tonight here. I don't know if it's updated here. No, it has. .927 save percentage on the year. That's pretty good.
That's very good. And, it just so circumstantially. And, look, this heading into this game, this Ducks team was .500. They're now under .500, but... Look, as long as you know in the back of your mind that each and every game you're going to get some solid goaltending, it definitely helps.
Another text that we got here, you can't hope to win. If you have 15 shots on goal the whole game, it's just not enough. It is not enough. And we are not happy with that number. We want more goals. We want more shots. You're not going to score goals if you're not shooting the puck.
AD, I got nothing to add. Whatever you said, ditto.
Perfect. Let's see. We have a few messages here talking about the giveaway by Lacombe, and I know you touched on it a little bit in the last segment, but did you think there that, you know, he was going for the easy play, looking for his defenseman next to him? Or?
Yeah, you knew he was making that D-to-D pass, knowing that Tristan Aluno was there, but it seemed to almost go directly, not to the east-west direction and kind of towards the tape of Tristan Aluno, but kind of directly to the Ferrieri's twig. So that was the interesting part, but it's timing, right? The unfortunate part, it seemed like more of a routine play than it panned out to be. And yeah, it's tough all around. It's his first game back. Hopefully, and judging by his shifts after that, I know he's not going to be overthinking it heading into next game. The coaches managed that well, him getting the opportunity. It's not like they benched him and just by eye test were letting him know in that fashion. No, they brought him back continuously after that. And I just think that shows some leadership by the coaching staff.
Definitely a good boost for him. So let's keep talking about this postgame show. We're going to take a break now, get some get to look at the DJ JoJo's party mode skate that he has going on inside Honda Center right now. You can probably hear it in the background a little bit, but we will be back, and we're going to keep talking about this one. Don't go anywhere.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn from top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk. It's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 Kiss FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Breakfast Club on Power 105.1.
We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Snoop Dogg.
Or 98.1 The Breeze. And every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before. I know exactly
what
he is.
All of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con
ESPN Radio.
The ball out here, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's
the Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
When that goal siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy! Stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy! Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy! Station.
Gotcha. What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to Duck Stream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn. This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to cue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
Between live hockey and sports talk, you listen to a lot of audio. We're here to let you know about TuneIn, the app that brings all of your favorite audio together. So whether you're listening to Duck Stream for live hockey action,
drive, score!
Breaking news from the sources you trust,
I think Mark's overreacting to this,
music for whatever mood you're in, or anything in between, TuneIn is the app that you need. Plus, because it's available on all your devices, you can take it anywhere. So check it out. Grab TuneIn on your computer or on your mobile device. Hear your world with TuneIn.
All right, and we're back with the post game show. And during this post game, as we're talking, head coach Greg Cronin had the chance to speak with the media about tonight's game. So let's hear it.
Question? Coach, the offense looked like it kind of lacked a little bit of synergy tonight. Why was that?
We didn't skate. Like, that's the way we played. You're not winning shifts, you're not winning games. Like, we had no pressure on the puck. We did everything half speed. Not sure why. I'm not sure why. I mean, we looked slow.
I know you said recently power play wasn't a huge area of concern, but tonight 0-for-3 didn't generate a lot either. What are you seeing there, and what are you looking to maybe switch up?
Well, the power play kind of was a microcosm of our game. I mean, they pressure really hard out to the points. They pressure down low. They force you to make decisions under pressure. And we were slow getting to our spots to try and relieve some pressure because the puck movement will relieve pressure, particularly 60-foot passes. We get caught in between, and then there was a puck battle. They just took it from us and iced it.
Jackson drawing in tonight at first game. Obviously a tough assignment there, but seemed to handle it pretty well. And then obviously two plays that led to goals. What did you think of his night overall?
You know, I thought he played really well, and he had two shifts that weren't good. But I thought his other shifts were fine. The goal they scored to make it 1-0, it was like we're late on the forecheck, so they move it around us, and then we're standing flat-footed, and they throw it up the ice, a 60-foot pass with speed. And, you know, they're a fast team. They're a mature team. They played as a unit, and they just won all the puck battles.
Bro, it's the play that you're talking about. Is it a disconnect?
No, we're not skating. We don't skate. It's a speed game. Like, the whole league plays fast. And we just didn't play fast tonight. You know, we played fast in Utah. We played fast in Vegas. We played fast in Spurs in San Jose. We played fast next game. The last two games, we've just been on cruise control. We're just watching the game. Like, it's you can't bring a band on the bench and try and generate some sort of energy. Like, they've got to take ownership. Like, the NHL is a fast game. If you don't skate to the finish line, every time you're back-checking, forechecking, neutral zone regroups, you're not going to get the puck. It's just that simple.
Lucas is seemingly doing everything he can to keep you guys, at least in these last couple of games especially. What can you say about what he's done to give you a chance?
If our whole team personified the way he plays a game, which is 120%, we'd be undefeated. Like, that's the mystery of coaching. How do you get everybody, the challenge, the mystery, whatever, how do you get everybody to play at the highest possible level? Like, I don't think we had any, no, I don't think people, I don't think we were dogging it. I don't think people were lazy. We just didn't have any jump. We weren't going. Like, not one guy on the bench was trying to be lazy or trying to be late. We just didn't have it. Like, we've got to figure out a way to get juice back in our legs because we look slow.
The Toronto Strome-Terry line has been clicking early on. What's got to happen for the rest of the lines to start generating more offense?
They should probably watch that line and watch how they skate and watch how they get pucks back. And then if they can copy that, we'll probably be in better shape.
All right, thanks, Griff.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach.
Head coach Greg Cronin there with a lot of honesty about what we saw from this Anaheim Ducks team tonight. Simply, the team was not skating. They've been on cruise control the last two games. And a lot to learn from the third line, which we've talked highly about earlier in this post-game show. Emmer, what did you think about what he had to say?
Yeah, I think your words were spot on and honest, as he always is, right?
Yep.
Win, lose, or draw, that's what you can count on. Head coach Greg Cronin is that honesty in. Yeah, I think it's everything we've been saying on this post-game show. Mm-hmm. Losing 50-50 puck battles, the stellar play of Lukáš Dostál, and maybe Lukáš just needs to have a little 30-minute sports psychology class with the boys and just
seriously
help the crew out. But you know what? We all know Leo Carlson. Some of the games, whether it be Utah or there's been a few games here. At least three out of the games to start the season where he's been phenomenal. He's even got better. That whole line, Terry, Ryan Strome, they could take it up a notch. And, Crow said it. Everyone's got more. I love how he downplayed Lacombe's mm-hmm. mishap, right? He kind of brushed that one off.
Yeah, he said only two bad shifts from him.
Yep,
so
and that's
obviously a bad mistake, but,
That's quality character shown by head coach Greg Cronin once again, but he wants more. He expects more. You can look down the list of a lot of these Ducks players that this team's rely on them to get it done, right? And yeah, some of the guys who contributed, whether it be Kempe, whether it be Fiala, list goes on and on for the Kings. Coach Crow highlighted that as well. The forecheck needs to be better. So I really look forward to hearing just how practice goes tomorrow, heading into the game against San Jose. We know it's not going to be much easier. They're playing desperate hockey, looking for better results. And, yep, it just doesn't get much easier. This is the National Hockey League. That's what another thing he mentioned is the speed each and every game. No matter if it's San Jose or the Kings or somewhere out on the East Coast, everyone's going to be bringing that speed. So it's definitely something where the Ducks have to. And one thing to the energy level, the maybe fatigue, maybe the sports science changes a little bit. I know this Ducks team is very sports science heavy, monitoring calories burned. Oh, I'm just being very surface level.
There's but a lot.
There's a lot. Yeah. You know, the lactic acid buildup, the ratios that go on to them. So whether they pull off in practice, do they go harder in practice, do they eat something different? So I think that's going to come into play, what they do with the sports science area of this Ducks team and how that alters moving forward.
I think that's a great point there too, Emerson. You never know how that could really impact a player. You know, making a slight change could really help them. And obviously, you know, we're not happy with these results also. I know head coach Greg Cronin not happy, but we aren't either as fans. And I know that our fans are not happy with them either. So, you know, I think that there's some things to be learned from these last two games. And obviously, you know, one of the other parts, you mentioned it talking about Leo Carlson, but his line, I mean, Leo's the only one that has any points this season. None from Cutter, none from Killer.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I just checked that as you were talking about Leo. So Leo, 3 points on the year, no points from Killer or Cutter.
And that's interesting because, well, that makes sense. Cutter led that rush prior to that Leo goal that was indeed remained unassisted, correct? Mm-hmm. Last game when he poked that through. So that would have been Cutter's first assist on that rush. It was a great play. It's unfortunate you wanted him to pick up a point.
I think it was changed.
Within that scrum. Yeah. Okay, so, he needs to put up those 12 shots. If he's getting, five, maybe on the mid to lower range, if he can get back up to that 12 shots on goal mark that we saw in the preseason, you gotta sense that he's going to get lucky enough. One of those is going to trickle in.
The next opponent for this Anaheim Ducks team, as we were saying, the San Jose Sharks, a team that they just saw in the season opener for the team. The Ducks getting a win there. Now, the Sharks have not won a game yet. They've been down in their last couple games. Now, they're going to come in here, like you said, Emmer, they're going to want to win this game. I think Anaheim's practice tomorrow is going to be a hard practice, and I think that they're going to come out prepared for Tuesday, I hope.
Yeah, they need to have some battle drills, and maybe the perfect mix is a lot of battle drills, working on winning 50-50 battle, hopefully a lot of face-off work, right? We need to start winning a lot of those face-offs. Yeah. And then all out some offensive zone plays, I mean power play. Those are the maybe four or five things I just mentioned are just huge. Puck battles, face-offs, power plays, and just creating more playmaking-wise in the offensive zone. They got to start at a higher rate, generating more offensive plays and passes with each puck touch.
Definitely so. So, Emerson, your final quack for tonight.
I look forward to the next freeway face-off tilt between this Kings team and this our very own Anaheim Ducks. I look forward to it. I think we're going to be a better hockey club when we meet again, because it feels that much better, even compared to any other win, to beat the Kings. It just feels that much better. You can harass your coworkers and any Kings coworkers you have.
Anyone else in SoCal.
Yeah, you get to go and work the next morning and let them hear it. So that's always my favorite part.
That's a good one there. I think for me, you know, you talk about the face-offs. I was just curious as you were talking what the Ducks' face-off win percentage is. The bottom of the NHL right now, 41%. It's not a good stat. That needs to change. It changes the overall game. I mentioned that particular one at the end of this game that the Ducks needed to win and they didn't. I want to see better faceoffs. I want to see those wins. You know, Leo Carlson, that was a point of emphasis for him this year. Ryan Strome, maybe the best faceoff guy so far for the team, and he struggled there tonight. So that's what I'm going with.
And other teams currently that are leading in that category, I mean, those are some big-time teams. You got Calgary Flames that are at the top of the Pacific Division.
Yeah.
And there's the Florida Panthers who are also in that discussion. And Dallas Stars, I mean, there are quite a bit of teams. Washington Capitals is having a better start than anticipated. So it's not the end-all, be-all, but this mm-hmm. Ducks team, you need everything going for you. It's a young team, right? A lot of 21-year-olds, a lot of 23 and unders on this team that, I mean, those face-off categories, the hits, all those basic team stats, mm-hmm. I think that comes even more into play when you have a young team like this Anaheim Ducks.
Sorry for clicking while you were trying to read that.
I got it locked. I got photographic memory. I think. I don't know. It seemed like it was in that moment. So.
Shout out NHL Stats. We always appreciate all the stats on there. But anyways, if you want to hear the replay for this Ducks and Kings game tonight, that'll be on the other side of the break. The final here at Honda Center, 4-1. The Ducks taking on the San Jose Sharks, as we mentioned, Tuesday night. It'll be a 7:15 start. It's a little bit later, so that'll be kind of different, but, you know, 7:15 start, so that means we will have the pregame show for you at 6:45. So just a slight difference. I had to think for a second, but I know it's a 7:15 game, and I have it confirmed in front of me. So 6:45 pregame, and make sure to join us then. As I mentioned, the replay on the other side of the break. And as always, for Emerson Needham, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you for joining us on the DuckStream post-game show powered by TuneIn.
The hottest country tracks from today and yesterday make the journey that much better. That's why TuneIn's Country Road Station should be your soundtrack. Whether you're in the car, at home, or anywhere in between, we're spinning pop and country jams from Zach Bryan, Maren Morris, and El King. Plus some classic gems from pop country's golden age. All on TuneIn, all on your devices. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
Global news happens fast. Stay plugged into your world with TuneIn, the best app for all things audio. TuneIn brings you top news sources like CNN, Fox News Radio, and MSNBC, plus key financial outlets including Bloomberg and CNBC. The best part? If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll unlock commercial-free news, bringing you more than 5 hours of bonus news content every day instead of ads. So keep up with the latest headlines and stay in the know every day with TuneIn.
They call jazz America's greatest art form, but it's not always the easiest sound on the ears. For when you want to kick back and relax, Smooth Jazz on TuneIn is your personal club for lounging out to jazz's soft, tender underbelly. Search Smooth Jazz to listen only on TuneIn.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from...
And some songs you might not expect.
Then from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder Road.
The music, the stories, the Garth Channel. Search the Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play the Garth Channel.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deeks.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Parker McCollum, Burn It Down Tour 2024. October 24th, Honda Center. ACM Best New Artist, Parker McCollum Live. Special guests, Chase Becca and Dasha. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Parker McCollum Live.
Make your next Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll be helping make a difference in our communities. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/50-50-raffle for more information.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.
Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks pregame show, up next on DuckStream.